Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Meredith Union Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent Caitlin Barthol. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Now, it's been weird with the weather, as we talked about, but the yard care, lawn maintenance, always at the forefront of everybody's mind with the sun popping out.
Exactly. Yeah, with these nice weather we've had, and then, yes, we did get a little cooler, but hopefully we start getting warmer, warmer again. People might be thinking about, okay, it's time to fertilize my yard or start taking care of my yard and stuff like that. I just wanted to quickly talk on one big problem that a lot of people end up having with their turf grass or their yard lawn is that pesky grass that's called crabgrass. So crabgrass is an annual, summer annual. It does start germinating and growing up in the springtime, and then it does end up falling or dying in the fall time. Crabgrass has a different texture and color than our turf grasses that we have here, which they end up making a very non-uniform lawn. And it also likes to target those lawns that might not be well-maintained. So you can easily get a pretty big stand of crabgrass. So it's easiest to control crabgrass before it even germinates. So usually you can spray crabgrass with a pre-emergent herbicide. And you want to kind of think about May 1st kind of being the typical time of the year to do that. But that also does vary on the location and, of course, weather patterns. So some people and some owners might actually use signals from nature to determine when to use that pre-emergent. One way is what people use, a common guideline, is when the red buds are in full bloom. While that is an indicator, granted it's not 100% accurate since we do have little small microclimates that exist within each landscape, but the warmer times of the year, so we're starting to get there around May 1st, warmer areas of the landscape, that's where that crabgrass is probably going to germinate earlier. So kind of think about May 1st as a timeline, or when the red buds are in full bloom, you want to put that pre-emergent herbicide out there on there. And some other things on, maybe you're looking at your lawn and it's like, well, I might want to try and plant some different plants in that area. So how to know what right plant to place in what right place in your lawn or garden. So if you're thinking of starting new plants, you want to choose the right plant for that perfect spot. So you want to know the watering needs of that plant and also the water availability of your landscape. You want to understand the growth characteristics of that plant, including the height and the spread of its maturity, the rate of its growth. Is it a fruiting type plant, or does it by chance have thorns, etc.? So you want to determine if those qualities will actually fit in the space that you have available. So a small young tree may look pretty nice in the front of your home, but as it grows, is it going to block your view out your window? Will it still have a pretty desirable location if it's planted there? And then another example is if you have a thorny bush that you want to plant next to the sidewalk, it might be fine if that shrub is small, but as it grows and approaches that sidewalk, that might become a hazard and will probably require some regular pruning to contain it. So just kind of keep some informed decisions when you're trying to plant some new plants in your lawn or in your garden, and that will kind of help save you some time and some money. And then last one, I've gotten some questions here lately of people asking, am I too late to plant potatoes? So in Kansas, the planting time for potatoes ranges from the beginning to late March, and actually we can go into April. So if you have seed potatoes to plant, go ahead and get them in the ground the next couple weeks for the best harvest timeline. You want to make sure you're using loose soil that has good drainage. You want to provide consistent water and keep up with the weeding. And then you can also side dress the rows with a little bit of nitrogen or all-purpose fertilizer per label requirements or recommendations. So I know it's really nice getting out and getting your garden and start taking care of those lawns. So just kind of keep those ideas in mind.
Always important to keep the lawn at the forefront of everybody's mind. Good lawn care is important. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.